Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji Country. That's BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, First Nation Writers Festival 2025, about to jump in front of us. We're going to talk about a great opportunity being presented by the First Nation Writers Festival, a not-for-profit organisation that celebrates Indigenous voice through literature and storytelling from the greater Pacific and beyond. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Anna Boise, AM, and that's the First Nation Writers Festival Director. And we have Anna on the line. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Fabulous. Very excited. Coming at it fast.
Yes. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking First Nation Writers Festival. How long has this been operating for?
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year. Fantastic. And when you talk about First Nation Writers Festival 2025, here we are. Explain the vehicle, the platform that you're using. We are storytellers as First Nation people, and here's another vehicle, you could say.
Yes, the vehicle we're using is a charity. It's registered, regulated, audited.
Yes, all the above. Not the ICE prostitutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's no worries, of course. Mm. And it goes through the government, but it's fully privately funded. It's not funded by the government at all.
Okay.
And I'm not saying government funded. Support isn't important. I'm just saying we are not doing that.
Sure. Now, the Writers' Festival, First Nation Greater Pacific, happening in Townsville this year, 31st May.
That's right.
Tell us about this platform, two-day event. What can we expect, and is it open to the public?
Oh, yes, it's open to the public. It's $5 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first evening, on the 30th, we have what we call a supper club. That's where everyone gets together and we get to mingle and network. Mm. And that's held on the Strand in Townsville. So it's a beautiful location.
Yes.
And we get lots of, we've got the photographers there because everyone likes to meet everybody else. Mm. It's just a lot of fun. You know, it's really... writers and guests meeting each other and being able to have a chat and have a glass of orange juice or a beer or something, whatever they want, and just enjoy the evening. And the next day is what we call the Talk Fest.
Talk Fest.
And we go live all over the world.
Okay.
But most of our people who watch that are from around Australia and the Pacific. And last year we had 260 people.
Well, and we're talking about a live broadcast here, aren't we?
Yep, live broadcast. So it seems to be popular. That was our first year of going live.
Okay, fantastic.
But people can turn up there and we're having it at the Queensland Museum Tropics, which is a fantastic, beautiful location. You know, we're so lucky that they have us. And so, yes, again, we're having it there this year, and that's to listen to all the authors who have won awards.
Yes. Now we're launching 8 new books, I believe, at this year's festival.
Yes, I know.
Good.
Every year we get more and more contributions, manuscript contributions, and we're so excited about that. And each manuscript is in their own voice.
Yes. And it could be at any topic to what they present. Is that right? In regard to their book, authors of the book?
Yes, memoirs, biographies, stories. There could be an anthology of stories from one person or an anthology from many people.
Mm.
you know, quite often there's a lot of short stories plus manuscripts, and we put out an anthology every year as well.
And also meet 9 award-winning authors plus 1 living legend I'm reading here.
Yeah, living legend. That's Daniel Kumban. He has been an exemplary author,
yes,
capturing the stories of his elders for decades and publishing them.
Yes.
And when the judges heard about him, they said, oh, he's a legend, because that's what we want to capture is
exactly.
The stories of culture,
yes,
in their own voice
in
and take them out to the world.
Hearing from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All these other people writing about.
So you are the First Nation Writers Festival director, Anna Boise, AM. Give us a bit of background. Who's Anna Boise, my dear?
Oh, I found out in my 50s my father was part Aboriginal, which
okay.
has brought my whole world together.
Yes.
I finally understood who I was. but I also had the great fortune to grow up in Papua New Guinea from age 4 to
yeah.
about 24.
One talk.
Yeah, one talk through. And, you know, that was for many years in the villages, because I'm a bit of a, you know, Lapoon Mary now.
Yes.
And so that was my formative years.
Yeah.
And that created the person I was. And I went into, to cut a long story short, investment banking, and I worked all over the world, very lucky, you know, but
yes.
I worked hard.
Yes.
And this is what I want to do now. And
good.
I'm surrounded by brilliant volunteers.
Yeah, lovely.
And other people. So this is why we're doing it. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm passionate about it. And the stories are brilliant.
Brilliant. Of course they are. Well, you've created a platform. And like I said, we First Nation people, we are storytellers. And now we're using the fantastic vehicle as in becoming authors and writing books and delivering the message and educating people to the world, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's so important, the educating of the people. I think once people start reading these stories, and there are brilliant publishers out there already who are publishing some of those stories.
Yes.
No, we're not trying to take away from them. We're trying to kind of grow the pie.
Yeah, exactly.
If you will.
Exactly.
And to make it open to people that may not necessarily meet the mainstream demands at this stage, but they may in the future.
Sure.
But yeah, at least the stories are getting out there.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, First Nation Writers Festival happening in Townsville 2025, does that move around or is it always in Townsville?
Well, so far we've always been in Townsville,
sure.
But we have other cities actually
yes.
starting to knock on our door and say, oh, have you thought about having it here?
Yeah.
And so we're kind of open to it. There's all sorts of strategic models,
sure.
Trevor, I'm sure you could understand.
Yeah,
you
no,
could break it up
means.
Into 4 times a year and we could have it all over Australia or part of the Pacific.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, I think it's a great concept and congratulations, 4th year running. Happened this year, 30-31 May, so if people wanted to book tickets, so to speak, or date claimers, have you got a web page they can look at?
Yes, it's called First Nations Writers Festival .org.
.org, okay, fantastic. Check that out. Look, thank you for your yarn. Congratulations. A beautiful
thank
platform.
You.
And big congratulations to all the authors and to bring
yes.
this into fruition. Writers Festival, First Nation, Greater Pacific, Townsville, 30-31 May. Thank you very much for your yarn and all the best to you and your team. And a big shout out to all the volunteers as well.
Absolutely. I'll tell them. They'll be listening, actually, probably. Thank you.
All the best, Anna. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn. That's Anna Boise, AM, First Nation Writers Festival Director. And the festival this year, 2025, happening in Townsville. Date claim it, 31st May. So whatever you got on, claim those 2 dates and be a part of it. If you're an author or vision to become an author or just to hear the story, as I said, from the horse's mouth, hear from First Nation authors. And we're talking about the First Nation Greater Pacific. So do check that out, your mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. And like I said, yarning with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
From the desert to the sea, it's a vibe. And feed yo, tip of 44, Jamie feed yo. Baby girl, don't go far away.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're excited to share that our principal solicitor, Leah Cameron, has been selected in the leading native title lawyer Traditional Owner Representation Australia 2025. We're talking about the Doyle's Guide 2025 recognised Australia's top native title lawyers, law firms and barristers. Well, Leah, inclusion in this prestigious ranking highlights her exceptional expertise in native title and cultural heritage matters, particularly her ability to represent as traditional owners and traditional owner bodies, look, as well as Murra Law. So, look, they're thrilled to have their special counsel, Oliver Gilliskin, listed as recommended in the leading native titles, traditional owner representation as well. Well, we're going to talk to Leah Cameron, got her on the line, and a very good morning, my sister, and congratulations.
Good morning, Trev. Thanks very much.
So, look, there we are. This is an annual event, annual thing regarding Doyle's Guide 2025 Australian Native Title Law Rankings, and you're up there as well as you as the principal lawyer, but then Murra Law as well. Is that the case?
That's exactly right. So it's pretty exciting for us lawyers. It's like the Oscars of the film industry. And we always wait, and we're really excited to be included on the list.
This is across the board, isn't it, Leah? This is not an Indigenous base. This is lawyers, barristers, law firms across the board. That's ranked up there, number one, yes?
All up there, all different practice areas.
Sure.
So, and it's as you said, it's a national thing where our peers vote for us, which is always, I think, a good indication if you're doing good work is what other people think.
So. Well, exactly. So your peers do rank you or do vote for you. So how does being ranked in Doyle's Guide influence your firm's reputation in the legal community?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, lawyers are always good at having a yarn and saying what we do and don't do, but I think for an external sort of entity to go out there and chat to people and see what you're actually doing and how your peers or your colleagues see how you're going is a really good test, I think, of what you do in your workplace, and that you conduct yourself ethically and, you know, you're good at what you do and you're creative and think of solutions as well. So it's really lovely to be considered in that way.
Fantastic. So what practices or principles have been most important within the firm and on a more personal level in establishing, preserving your firm's leadership position in the legal community?
Yeah, look, I think, Marowai Law has been around for, I think it's over 12 years now, so I think it's sustained good work, and it's not just turning up and doing your work, it's doing more than that, doing more for your clients and the practice area in which you work, you know, trying to contribute to broader change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently there's a review of the Native Title Future Act regime being conducted by the Australian Law Reform Commission. So it's being parts of those sort of things, making submissions when you're not paid to, but you want to because you're really passionate about what you do. So all those sorts of things, I think, generally contribute to the fact that you're doing great things in this particular area.
Yeah, fantastic. So, look, I didn't inquire. Can you let the people know who your mob were you from, Leah?
Oh, yes. So I'm a Palawa woman from Lutruwita, Tasmania. Lived a long time in Cairns, North Queensland, on Gimoi country up there. Our business is sort of all around the country, which is exciting. So I get to work on lots of mobs country, which is, you know, I'm really lucky to do a legal job that's not always behind the desk.
So Marowai, where do you sit? Where's your offices?
Oh, we've got offices in Cairns, Brisbane, Melbourne, Hobart and Perth.
Sounds like a franchise. Do you want fries with that?
It does sound like a franchise.
Congratulations, yeah. Now, what about First Nation lawyers? How many on the books with Marowai Law?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. There's quite a few of us now. So we've got about 15 team members total, and over 60% of our staff are First Nations mob. We've got a couple of First Nations lawyers, but you know what I'm really proud of? We've got multiple sort of law students working for us, so working through the ranks to be lawyers of the future. So that's what I'm really proud of. And they're incredible, Trev. They are
fantastic.
Where they're going to go from here, who knows? But it's really excited to watch their journey.
Yeah, look, beautiful. And look, I always said that we need more black successes, not only on the football field. So it's good to see our black lawyers come through. And look, you've got a fantastic platform there, a foundation to build upon. One, for your business, but two, for this space in regarding black lawyers, you know, across this country. Marowai Law, like I said, 12 years ago, you were saying?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, good. And a beautiful team at that. And look, once again, congratulations. Doyle's Guide, 2025 Australian Native Title Law Rankings. Leah Cameron, Marowai Law, up there. Fantastic. And a big shout out to your team. And thank you for the yarn.
Beautiful. Thanks, Trev.
All the best. And we'll yarn soon. Hey, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Leah.
Bye.
a deadly yarn. Leah Cameron, Murra Law, Principal Solicitor, recognised by Doyle's ranking and leading native title law firms and traditional owner representation for Australia 2025, Leah Cameron. And then second was Oliver Gilkiskin and Ross McKay, and leading native title lawyers. That's a law firm and leads title firms. Traditional owner representation, Australia 2025, Leah Cameron, Oliver Gilkison, and Ross McKay. So fantastic. And that's across the board. That's all lawyers and barristers and law firms. There you go, Murra Law, up there with the best, number one all the way through. Fantastic. Success breeds success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. All right, new chapter for Torres Strait as TSRA, that's the Torres Strait Regional Authority, announces a new CEO, and that person is Charlie Caddy. And we have Charlie Caddy on the line. So we're going to have a yarn to Bulla and talk about his position, new appointed CEO for TSRA. And Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, David Imbala, good morning. A very good day, and thanks for having me on the program there.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Charlie Bulla, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from?
Yep, sure. So my name's Charlie Caddy. So my mob is the Dawara people from the Meriam Nation in the east of the Torres Strait. So Murray Island or Murr Island, home of the Mabo case.
Yes.
So my mob is the Dawara tribe from the Meriam Nation.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And big shout out to your mob and acknowledge your mob. And a congratulations on new appointment as a CEO of the TSRA, Torres Strait Regional Authority. Congratulations. But you've been acting in that position since May last year.
Yeah, that's right, Debo. And biggest of for that congratulations there. a bit small proud moment for me there, and a big achievement for me. I sort of acted in the role from about May last year, when our former CEO left the organisation, and also I want to acknowledge the former CEO as well and the work that she's done in the organisation. Acted from May last year.
Yes.
And when they advertised the role, I thought, I'll put my name in the hat there.
And last person standing, here he is, Charlie Caddy.
That's him, yeah. very interested in, that role and, basically want to make a difference, for my mob up here there.
Exactly.
Very passionate.
So for our daily listeners out there, especially far and wide on the Big Island here in Australia, can you give us a bit of background about TSRA and the Torres Strait Regional Authority and the work that they do and how you hold the reins and steer the ship forward? Give us a bit of background there, please.
So Torres Strait Regional Authority, we're a Commonwealth statutory authority.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably one of the most remote ones around the country, being based up here on Thursday Island in the Torres Strait. So the authority is made up of two parts. There's an administration arm, which is the arm that I lead as CEO, and there's also a community elected board, and that the board is overseen by a chairperson, an elected chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two arms for the organisation.
Yes.
Our board sets the strategic direction for where they want the organisation to go over their term, and the focus areas for us.
Yes.
And as the administration, we're sort of responsible to pretty much make the board strategy happen through the administration there. So that's how we sort of work with across the two arms of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Our minister is the Honourable Malandiri McCarthy, Minister for Indigenous Australians.
Okay. Yep.
So she's our minister. And we also work closely with all the other Indigenous portfolios, agencies, across the nation there.
And your head office, Charlie, is in Thursday Island?
Yes. So we have our head office in Thursday Island. We do have a satellite office in Cairns.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have ranger offices in various communities around the region there. Main office is on Thursday Island.
And board of directors, how many sitting at that level?
So we've got 20 members, and so each member represents the 20 communities. So there's 15 outer island communities.
Yes.
There's two communities from the NPA, Bamaga and Sasia.
Okay.
And then there's Horn Island, Prince of Wales, which is two communities on Thursday Island in the Kaiwalago region, and then the member for Port Kennedy and the member for Track, which are two wards on Thursday Island. So that makes up the board of 20.
Fantastic. And TSRA, let's talk about the staff. How many people will be employed by TSRA?
We've got about 159 staff across the whole organisation. So all of our staff are Australian public servants. And our ranger program is one of the sort of biggest areas in terms of staff numbers. All across the whole organisation, 159.
Good. And how many would identify as Torres Strait Island or Aboriginal personnel?
So we've got more than 80% of our workforce that identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
Which is great to see. So good numbers and well over half. Well, once again, Charlie, congratulations on the new appointment. Even though you've been sitting in that seat since May last year, now it's legit in regard to applying for the position. Now you've got the position. So it's all head down, butt up, and drive the vehicle forward, my friend.
Yeah, that's it, brother. And probably the other thing I'll mention is a very exciting time for us at the moment. We've just inducted a newly elected board. So we had our board elections in November last year. So last week was our board induction.
Yes.
And we also had an our office holder election. So we've got our brand new chair that was elected last week. So our chair is the member for Port Kennedy, Pastor George Nauna. Okay. Has been elected as chair, so I'm very excited and really look forward to working with our new chair and our new board, in taking the place forward.
Beautiful, yes. Well, congratulations for the board of directors and the new chairperson, as well as the new CEO, and that's Charlie Caddy. Thank you for your yarn, my brother. All the best. Big love there for you, Mob, and we yarn soon, Charlie.
Biggest of all, and biggest to your listeners, and shout out to the Mob there.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. The new CEO appointed, Torres Strait Regional Authority, TSRA, and the new CEO, Chief Executive Officer, is Charlie Caddy. Congratulations. So he's been sitting in the seat acting since May last year, applied for the role as the CEO, and lucky enough to get that. So look, fantastic, driving the ship forward into the future, and also a big congratulations to the new board of directors as well as the chairperson. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Marasound Productions. When I was a young boy, I used to ask my old man, Daddy, can you learn me Badu song? They say, wah, wah, you no forget my boy, you lack them Badu man. I say, yeah. And speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German March, yeah.
National Talk Black.
Tamarindo, Guyula Jara. Thank you.
being swallowed by the sea, holding barriers of rock sea walls, uncertain destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land.
Not how it was before. Surging storms and mighty sea waves, they're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land.
Sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but toipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa. Seseroipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa. Rong ma toipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa. Seseroipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa. Rong ma toipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa. Seseroipa, toni ma toipa, rong ma toipa.
Salasia come, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. Oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, roll my toy, roll my toy, roll my toy, roll my toy.
Salasia kam, Salasia kam, Piedra Miriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasia kam, listen to my drum. Salasia kam, Salasia kam, Kometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. Oh, Salasia kam, listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Salasia kam, wai wai karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the boo. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come. Nemo is calling you, come to my drum.
Toy,
National Talk Black.
Problem, come on, dissolve it, bring in the soldiers, words clear, wanna see through. We the North, we overlook the night.